It's not just happening here in our country. Take a look around. There is this worldwide lockstep effort to crush any dissent to the freedom-crushing NWO. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. What lurks in the home life of an evil man? The book of Proverbs states that no harm befails the righteous, but the wicked are filled with trouble. Well, Justin Trudeau, the wicked prime minister slash wicked evil dictator of Canada, made a surprise announcement yesterday. He and his wife, Sophie, together for 18 years, are splitting. Why? What happened? Well, for now, we don't know. Likely, we will never really know the truth. But his father, Pierre Trudeau, also a prime minister, was infamous for his many affairs. Why would his son be any different? Or if you believe the alternative theory about Justin's father, well, Fidel Castro was also legendary for the number of women in his life. Here's how the news website Politico describes things. Quote, "The abrupt announcement on Wednesday ends what was often described as a storybook marriage that united two rising Canadian celebrities. The politically ambitious son of an iconic former prime minister and a glamorous television host in Quebec." How nice. A storybook marriage. Here's another way of describing that. Trudeau's family life was a life promoted by a media that either directly promoted those lies themselves or else naively believed Trudeau's. They pushed these lies so they could help Justin Trudeau take power and so they could keep him in power. So that he could transform his nation into a left-wing dictatorship. They need Trudeau around so that he can crush whatever's left of conservatism in his country and whatever is left of Christianity. From the very beginning, Pastor Artur Pavlovsky has been defending those most in need from the tyrannical excesses of the Trudeau regime. In 2020, he was viciously attacked by police and given a massive fine for breaking quarantine to preach the gospel and minister to the homeless. What a terrible thing. Well, Artur's son Nathaniel just recently appeared before the European Parliament to warn about what's happened to the once great Christian nation of Canada. Here's what he said.
Father was just found guilty of inciting mischief for giving a sermon to the truckers when they went and stood for our rights in 2022. A Christian sermon that referenced the solidarity movement was criminal in our government's eyes. A charge that has a penalty of up to 10 years in prison. This case sets a precedent to all Canadians and the world. If you allow this to happen, that anybody, including politicians and media, do not have the freedom to say or express what they have on their hearts for fear that what they say is mischief and could be liable to prison. I myself have been charged for preaching and reading the Bible publicly because the government claims the Bible isn't inclusive and is hateful. So please, I ask you for this, for help and to pressure Canada on this matter and to help us deal with our oppressors who act like modern day Caligulas.
Is it any surprise that a tyrant like Justin Trudeau couldn't hold his marriage together? Pastor Pavlovsky, no doubt, has a lot to say about the Trudeau tyrant of today, and he joins us now. Artur, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much for having me back on your show. It's always a pleasure, and thank you. We need your help now more than ever.
Yeah. So how can we help? I mean, what's happening to the once great country, most Christian country, arguably, on the face of the planet, even more Christian than our country here in the United States?
It used to be that way, but now we have been taken over by entities outside of our country. I mean, the Criminal Code of Canada, Section 176, was supposed to protect us out the window. The entire criminal code is out the window. Constitution, not valid right now. The Charter of Rights and Freedoms, fundamental guaranteed rights for all Canadians, out the window. In a preamble, it says, whereas Canada whereas Canada stands for the rule of law and the supremacy of God, all of that has been kicked out as well. So we are living in a lawless society. And how you can help by letting people know what's happening, and as a warning, and that's, I believe, what is happening, what God is doing is using me as a warning to the rest of the free world. Be careful. If you're not careful, if we calm down, if we will be taken down, you're next.
How much of this is actually being carried out by Justin Trudeau?
Well, right now, all of it, but this didn't start in the past 3 years. I mean, Canada, or dictatorship, communist socialism, fascism, hybrid, as I call it, has been in the making for decades, indoctrination of children. They don't teach them history anymore. They're teaching them communism and socialism. They are teaching that if you're white, you must hate yourself because of the atrocities that were done to other colors. I mean, the indoctrination is at the highest levels. They were making this for decades. The enslavement, the taxing Canadians to death. We already pay over 50% in taxes. 25% of Canadians are about to lose their homes. Young people like my son will never be able to afford a house. It's just impossibility. And that's what they want. As you know, the elites are telling us we will own nothing. We'll be eating crickets and worms and we will be happy. At the same time, those people are flying private jets and driving SUVs, eating the most expensive Japanese steaks, because there are two categories of people, according to them, the Justin Trudeau's Caligulas of today, the mad emperors, the elites, the pharaohs that they want to be. And the rest of us are slaves. So they're creating two categories by eliminating the middle class. And that's what we're witnessing in front of our eyes. This attack is the biggest attack on the middle class ever attempted in the history of our world. So Justin Trudeau, no surprise here. He has been unfaithful from the very beginning. I mean, men, women, you name it. Even there are rumors that RCMP was covering motels so no one would see that Justin Trudeau would have young girls left and right. I mean, the scandal of this guy left and right from the very beginning when he was young is always associated with young, sometimes underage girls that they would hush with a hush money. So no surprise here. They were separated for years, actually. This is not a news to us. Now it's official. His father did it as well. I mean, Justin Trudeau, Castro, or Caligula of today, he grew up in a messed up family. His mother was sleeping left and right with anyone and everyone, and the father was doing the same. At times, there were scandals that he had three women at the same time in his room while his wife, Margaret, was downstairs, a mother of Justin Trudeau. So he grew up in a dysfunctional family, and he is doing the same thing to the rest of us. I mean, he is a broken man. He is a guy of a broken family, and now he wants to break the rest of us.
Why does the media cover for him? What's in it for them? Why are they so desperate to protect Justin Trudeau?
Money. We in Poland, we used to have this saying that if you do not know what the whole thing is all about, it's always about money. About $3 billion were given to the so-called mainstream media to cover for him. I mean, this is a private media of Justin Trudeau or the Liberal NDP coalition. They are doing what they're being paid for, which is a propaganda left and right. And you got to remember, I'm a Polish immigrant. I grew up under the boots of the Soviets behind the Iron Curtain. I have seen this before, and it's identical. The modus operandi is identical to what I remember growing up. One thing that you see with your own eyes and a totally different story when you're reading the papers or is being portrayed by the CBC, CNN, Global, or whatever.
Well, so how do hundreds of millions of people not see through that? I mean, you and I are sitting here talking about it. What's right before people's eyes, they have to be able to see it. Why are they just, you know, willfully ignorant? Are they in denial? Do they want to imagine that Canada can't be this bad?
I think the problem we are facing is they're chasing after survival. I mean, we are in a survival mode. Two parents are working hard. They are relying on their checks, pension. You know that majority of Canadians are one paycheck away from homelessness. So I think what they've done in the past few decades, they entangled the whole population into fighting just to provide the necessities of life and a better future for their children. And that's exactly what I remember growing up. My parents didn't have time to protest. They couldn't go and rally. They had to work every single day, both of my parents, just to get a bread on the table. So that's what they have done in United States of America. That's what they have done in Canada. People are busy all day long just to pay the bills. And that's how they want it. That's how you create slavery. So many people come to me and says, we see what's going on. It's just, we don't know what to do. And that's where solidarity movement comes in, because what works for the villains today, the remedy can work as well. I mean, we've done it before. Poland, millions of Polish people took it to the streets, paralyzed their evil system, and got their freedom back. We need the same thing. We need a peaceful revolution again. We need solidarity. Martin Luther King Jr. style civil rights disobedience, Mahatma Gandhi way, to take back what's rightfully ours. Like I said so many times to Americans, whose land is this? If it's Biden's, Clinton's, and Obama's, well, I rest my case. But if this is your country, if this is your children's inheritance, rise up, stand up, and fight for it while you still can.
You know, this is not only happening in the United States or Canada. It's also happening in all of the West, Australia, New Zealand. There's this lockstep, right? There's this, all of these nations are just simultaneously just absolutely obliterating, crushing, breaking freedom, individual liberty, Christianity. What do you attribute that to?
Well, the moment you kick God out of your society, out of your schools, out of your justice system, out of politics, what do you have? Well, you're stuck with the devil. In the Bible, it says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I said that thousands of times. If you want your freedom back, you must invite the one that brings that freedom, which is God. The moment you kick him out, you get lawlessness. Because how are you going to base the truth on whose truth? Yours, mine, the Trudeau's crime family, or Biden's crime family, right? Everything is a go, a lawlessness. So that's what they're doing. This is, you have to understand, this is a struggle between the wannabe pharaohs and the truth. The pharaohs hate the truth because the truth exposes who they really are, how evil, corrupted they are. So they hate Christianity. They hate Judaism because we stand on the commandments of God. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not lie, right? False witness. So that's an attack on anyone that competes, if you will, with their lies. Lies need to be supported by manipulation, by disinformation, by more lies. Truth is like a pillar. It stands on its own. So they hate it with a passion, and they need to eliminate anyone that dares to bring that truth. Also, there is a fight for hope. I am in a hot waters, charged over 40 times, metal cages, solitary confinement, imprisoned, arrested, in and out, criminally charged. Why? Because I deliver a message of hope. In a time of segregation, separation, isolation, hope, it cannot exist. The governments are doing everything in their power with the help of the mainstream media to take that future, that hope away from the people. So here comes a pastor, a Christian, and says, hey, we've seen this before, and we can turn the tide around. We can fix the problem, but we got to come together in unity. We have to come in solidarity against this evil. So now, automatically, a man like this becomes an enemy of the state.
So it's not Biden's land. It's not Clinton's land. It's not Obama's land. It is our land. Your land belongs to the Canadians, the free people, a free people, a Christian people who want their freedom and individual liberty, who have those rights inherently given by God, right? Not by some fake government. You said rise up together. What does that look like? I've got about 2 minutes left here. I'm interested. I respect your opinion.
The moment people say enough is enough, the moment they will stop cooperating with the wannabe pharaohs, it's over for the pharaohs. They only rely on your obedience. You see, they want slaves that obey.
But you weren't obedient, and they threw you in prison. The people that went to January 6th were not obedient. They threw them in prison. So what's the solution?
Numbers. You see, they can take down one person, 10,000 people, but they cannot take 10 millions. That's the power. Again, solidarity, unity, coming together, families, children. Remember, this fight is not just for you and me. This fight is for our children, for the future of our nations. We must come together in millions and oppose this. If people will do that, they're going to win, and it's over for the villains.
Well, I'm looking at, you know, video of your son. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You're a tremendous leader, extremely brave. You're selfless. You don't care about prisons. Start a prison ministry. You don't care about death. You'll go home to heaven. I feel the same way, Pastor Pawlowski, and I just want to thank you on behalf of billions of people around the world for setting a shining example. And if only people would follow your lead, we can be free very quickly. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. And God bless Canada. And God bless the United States. God bless humanity. Owen Schroyer is coming up next from InfoWars. First, I want to talk to you a little bit about the people that helped to make this show possible over at Goldco. They also make it possible for you to protect yourself against the inevitable great financial reset. Resetting everybody's bank accounts to zero. It's going to happen. They're going to wipe your economic status off the face of the planet. Plus, blockchain, the mark, CBDCs, all of these things. Escape that by having physical gold and silver. Get it from Goldco. Call them today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. When you mention Stu Peters, you get up to $10,000 in free silver. Protect your IRA, your 401k, your investment accounts, your savings accounts, your checking accounts. Protect yourself. Have a hedge against hyperinflation. Criminal taxation. Get gold from Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Owen Schroyer coming up next. Stick around. The Stu Peters Show is brought to you in part by Earth Echo Foods and their superfood product, Cacao Bliss. Cacao Bliss starts with 100% organic rare cacao beans and also contains turmeric, MCT oil, cinnamon, and Himalayan salt. These ingredients were carefully chosen to support health, longevity, healthy weight, and even your happiness. You'll fall in love with a truly guilt-free chocolate, help reduce your cravings, facilitate weight loss, boost your energy, and combat inflammation with one delicious drink. It's gluten-free, by the way, also paleo, keto, and vegetarian diet friendly. You can receive an additional 15% off when you visit earthechofoods.com/stew and use discount code STEW. So think back, not long, just 5 years ago, we lived in a completely different political system than the one that we have right now today. 5 years. 5 years ago, no American president had ever been charged with any kind of a crime. No American president had ever been arrested. We only had a total of 2 impeachments in history. We had this set of norms around the presidency. And yeah, of course, America always had some election fraud. But at least we had honest enough elections that Donald Trump would win an election in the face of unanimous opposition from the Washington elite class. Well, now every single one of those norms are being destroyed one at a time, one by one, as these communists who now occupy our country seek a total war against everything and anything that goes by the name MAGA. Our total presidential impeachments have doubled because they impeached Trump twice, even though neither impeachment was ever going to remove him from office. Well, now impeachment means nothing. We'll probably impeach Biden sometime in the next few months. Hell, every president might just get impeached by the other party from now on. It'll just be like this new tradition. The left, who are now communists, have ripped down every single barrier against mass election fraud in this country. Signature verification, gone. Any restrictions on absentee ballots, gone. Vote by mail, nearly universal. Ballot harvesting, absolutely everywhere. And thanks to these communists that call themselves Democrats, we have now crossed the Rubicon of criminally charging former presidents. Specifically, Trump has now been charged 3 times and inevitably, absolutely will be charged a 4th time in Fulton County, Georgia. Any day now. It's coming. Mark my words. But you know, as we explained just yesterday, this January 6th indictment is the big one. This is the bid to not just imprison Trump, but to crush his entire movement. You are the ultimate target. It's the plan to declare America First conservatism to be a criminal offense. It's a bid to completely abolish the First Amendment. and whatever is left of our constitutional order. This is the bid right now for total power, total control for all time. Owen Schroyer knows a lot about all of that. He's a host over at InfoWars. We respect his journalism tremendously. He also recently became a victim of the January 6th witch hunt, which they prosecuted him for walking onto Capitol grounds and making some fiery statements to a crowd. Oh, no. For that crime, he faces up to 6 months in jail, and he joins us now. Owen Schroyer, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Glad to be here. And you really summed it up, Stu, and you summed it up in a way that I think the average American that 5 years ago wouldn't have understood probably has a more clear understanding and ability to comprehend what it is you're talking about today.
So we have this, you know, new set of indictments for Trump. I don't know. I mean, I can't keep track anymore. I was saying four now, I think. Okay. It will be four. Got it. Why not seditious conspiracy? Why didn't they just charge him with sedition? If they do that, they keep him from ever running for president ever again. What's the holdup there?
Well, I think they have a legal hurdle, which is they aren't getting those charges left and right when it comes to the January 6th defendants. And so I think that that's hurting their move to push that. But let's not get ahead of ourselves here, because that could be happening in the future. I wouldn't be surprised if that's Trump indictment number 5 or 6 sometime in the future. But I think there's a legal hurdle to that. However, I do think that they probably have that in their playbook. And it seems at this point, it's almost strictly a reactionary thing. Every time there's a move made against the Biden crime family, they play their next card against Donald Trump. So is it really just a matter of, okay, the next time there's a testimony on the Hill, say a public testimony from Devin Archer, then they drop the indictments out of Georgia. And then the next FBI informant that comes forward on the Biden crime family, then they drop the seditious conspiracy charges. It kind of seems that that's how they're playing this right now. And so maybe it just continues to go that way, and they'll just have a lineup of indictments ready to go for every time there's a move against the Biden crime family.
You've been with InfoWars a long time, Owen. I really respect your work a lot. I mean, the whole outfit there, you guys do tremendous work. Alex has been obviously right about so many things over the decades, and you've formed an empire. I have a lot of respect for that. Unwavering truth, unafraid to say it. So, I mean, let's talk about the press, right? They're employed by the same five people as you cover constantly. You know, Vanguard, BlackRock, Pfizer, the Rothschilds, criminal banking cabal, all of this stuff, right? So they're, Fox News is not conservative. There's no America First news outlet. There's no truthful, honest, integrity-filled news reporting, period. There isn't. So they have a narrative, the same one that CNN has, the same one MSNBC has, ABC, CBS. I mean, the list goes on, right? So their narrative is now like, well, we will crush you, right? The government will crush you. If you dissent, you'll be crushed. We're ushering this in, whether you like it or not. Here's this thing, shiny object to look at. Here's that thing. How much of this is real? How much of this is fake? How much of this is all just theater? I mean, how much of this Trump stuff should we even believe? I mean, does it even really matter at the end of the day? To Americans who are sitting at their dinner table talking to their kids and planning their vacations, who gives a damn? What is this really about? What does this really look like? What are you really going through as a real person who's facing jail time for the crime of saying cool words to a group of people on January 6th as you watched our nation get stolen from us?
Well, I hope that my experience isn't giving me an inaccurate bias, because I feel like my experience is only making me support Trump more. And it's really not even political at this point. I mean, I agree with most of Trump's politics. I got plenty of problems with some things that he's done as well. I mean, heck, I could complain about Trump all day long with legitimate issues, but it seems more of a, it's so relatable now. And when Trump got his third indictment and then immediately made a message that was positive and was saying, I'm not going to give up, I'm not going to stop fighting, I've watched men that I know well and that I would call dear friends, like Alex Jones and Roger Stone and Mike Flynn and others, go through this. I've seen them go through it, and they kept fighting. And that's inspired me. And so when Donald Trump made that message that was positive about America, that he sees hope in the future, he thinks it's going to be better than ever, right after the indictments, it just charged my batteries, because I know how draining it is. There's nothing like, I've been through the justice system. I've been through the court system, and I've been punished for things that I've done in my past that I deserve. So I know what it's like to be punished for things that you've done that you deserve. And there's a feeling that comes with that. I know what it's like to be put behind bars for doing things that you might argue you don't belong behind bars. But the point is, I've gone through that, and I know when you're guilty and you did something, you're going to be punished. There's something completely different. It's a completely different experience emotionally, psychologically, when you're going through something and you know you don't deserve it, and you know that you're right up against the most corruption and evil that we face as a country. There's just something even more draining and depressing about that process. And so for Trump to come out with a positive message, it meant a lot to me personally. And maybe that's because of the bias of my experience, or maybe that experience gives me a better vision and view and feeling into it. But at this point, I don't even care. I mean, Trump has my vote probably no matter what. I don't think there's anything he could say or do.
So what? So what? I mean, your vote doesn't count anyways. Who cares?
Well, that's a fine argument, and I hear that a lot, and my response is always the same. There's two reasons to vote, and I would always argue this. One, if you contact your local politicians, or you contact your local, let's say for me, it's the Travis County GOP, well, they can see my voting record and see if I've showed up to vote. And if I'm not showing up to vote, then they're going to ignore everything I have to say. So that's one reason to vote.
Yeah.
And two, the other reason to vote is because I believe it shows confidence in the system. I think we would both agree if the system worked as intended and there wasn't a bunch of shenanigans going on, that the system would work. That's the democratic part of our republic.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Count these ballots, do them paper, count them the same night. It's been proven for decades that this can be done. It's proven abroad right now. It's proven everywhere. So, but the fact is that these things are going on, right? So we talk about election integrity. We talk to people like Wendy Rogers, and we talk to people like Candace, you know, Taylor, and we talk, I mean, there's so many people talking about election integrity. The list goes on. I'm not going to get into it, but what does it really look like? How do we really fix it? If they have found a recipe for success, why would they ever deviate from that? And as you saw, even when millions of people rise up and speak out against it in first person, still doesn't matter. Nothing changes. You just go to jail.
Yes, and I'm sadly,
not trying. Hey, and I just want to say, I'm not trying to be a black pill nihilist guy here. Okay, I'm really legitimately asking because I respect your opinion. What is it? What's the solution?
Nothing you think or say in this is irrational. It's all fundamentally rational because this is the reality of the situation that we're in. I guess the other side that I see, the other side of this is that what is it going to take for the American people to wake up? Is it going to take three elections just stolen blatantly in front of their face? Does Trump have to do another campaign where he's getting 30, 40, 50,000 people at a rally 100 times? Biden can't even fill a high school gym. I mean, is that what it's going to take for more people to awaken? Is it going to take another rally somewhere with 4 million people and then 100,000 of them get arrested and then the average American wakes up? I don't know the process that it's going to take to awaken America, but I think we can both recognize that despite how bad it's gotten now, it's probably been that bad for a while. We just haven't really had enough pushback against it to really expose it. And so that process is ongoing. It's really ugly. It's really painful. It's definitely going to get worse. But I tend to believe in Americans. I tend to believe that there are people that can rise up and change the world and save the country as we see it. And I'm not saying that is Donald Trump is the be all end all. I'm not saying Donald Trump is going to be the savior of this country. But I do believe if we can somehow miraculously, if it takes 90 million votes for Trump to 30 million for Biden or whoever the Democrats put in there, and then they try to rig it some up way, then let's just go through it again. Let's just do it. Let's go through it again. And at the end of the day, it's going to be the average American. I mean, something has got to give, Stu. How is it that we pay 30% of the money that we make to the government?
At least.
I mean, nobody even talks about this. Nobody even talks about this. This is another incoming discussion, like a meteorite that's going to smack us right in the face. I think it's all inevitable, but yes, there's no doubt things are going to get so bad and people are going to feel so hopeless at times. I don't blame them for that. I want to remain hopeful, but there's no doubt this is the most corrupt time in American history. There's no other way to slice that. And historically speaking, we know where these type of movements go. We thought we'd never see it in America, but we're already seeing it now. So I understand why people would be blackpilled, as you said, but I haven't fully ingested the black pill yet. I still regurgitate it when it tries to go down my gullet.
So you said that this is the most corrupt time, you know, in the history of our country. I totally agree with you 100%. You also said things are going to get uglier. Things are going to get worse before they get better. What do you mean by that? What's going to get worse?
Well, I would say at the ground level, more people are probably going to get arrested. Maybe even Donald Trump has to spend some time behind bars. I mean, we're really going to see the weaponized government, I think, fully enacted in ways that most Americans won't even be able to believe. I mean, it'll probably be people's family, friends. They just won't even believe that it's going on. And who knows for what? Maybe they got another 100,000 indictments waiting for people that were there on January 6th. Maybe they start arresting people for denying the election. I mean, that's basically what they're doing to Donald Trump right now. So maybe that's a new thing they do. And then there's the more false flag, military psyop operations type things that we may see. We saw what they did in 2020 to disrupt the natural election process with the pandemic. So I suspect 2024 is just going to be wild. Who knows? Maybe there'll be another pandemic. Maybe there'll be an alien invasion, an alien attack. Maybe they try to false flag some situation with China or Russia into larger provocation. But I think 2024 is going to be absolutely insane.
Isn't it funny? Normies and like boomers and the lying fake mainstream press is now telling us, aliens are real. UFOs are real. They are coming. And all of the conspiracy theorists are like, no, that's false, bro. That's fake news. Look at how the pendulum has completely changed in our times.
And it's funny, too, because I'm not somebody that really gets into UFOs or aliens. That's not really my shtick. But I am a curious mind, and I go back and I look at some of the ancient alien theories, if you will, some of the modern day YouTube channels that stay up with UFO events. That's more organic stuff. But I mean, I would have been open minded. I guess I'm open minded enough to watch that stuff. But now that I see it in front of the government and now that I see it from the mainstream news, I mean, I don't want to be the dog getting wagged by the tail.
Yeah.
But it's like, when I see it there, I'm like, okay, I don't even care. You're telling me aliens exist now? I'm out. And what's funny is that day, and I did this exercise live on air, you would think, okay, the U.S. government just told us that they have alien technology. The U.S. government just told us they have alien, literal biological material that's extraterrestrial. And Stu, I went through every major news website on the internet. We probably went through like 15 of the biggest news websites on the internet. Not one of them, not a single one had that in their front fold. Aliens, U.S. government in possession of aliens, spaceships, alien technology, not even a big enough story to be on the front fold of any major news website. That's, I don't know what that tells you, except that maybe nobody believes it.
Yeah. When you said, when the government starts talking about it, I'm like, I'm a skeptic, right? I got to be out. So I want to talk more about this because it's hard for me to watch our government, and it's hard for me to look back and say, hey, this is a two-party representative government of a, you know, this is a constitutional republic of a people that are free, that have individual liberties. It's hard for me to look at people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and not say, these are two actors that are both playing their role. They are the same people. There is no aisle. It's all fake, all of it. All of the fighting, all of the arguing. You know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has her issues. AOC has, what, environmentalism and racism and environmental racism or whatever. And, you know, MTG has, I'm going to impeach Biden and I'm going to expose rhinos and crush them. And then she turns around and writes $175,000 checks to a McCarthy-controlled NRCC funding rhinos after fundraising from blue-collared people in her Georgia district to do the exact opposite. And she knows how government works. She could be the dumbest person on the face of the planet, and likely she is, but she knows how government works. Impeach Biden. What a waste of time. The Senate is never going to convict, and if they do, they're never going to remove him. How much of this is just fake?
Well, I've met Marjorie Taylor Greene a couple times. I talk to people that talk to her regularly. And so, I'm to the point now where I'm not a political purist. I let a lot of things slide politically that I disagree with, just because political purism is like, it's like cancer to any movement. And so I still like Marjorie Taylor Greene. She might have been a better grade for me a couple of years ago than she is now, rubbing elbows a little with more of the swampy creatures like Kevin McCarthy. But I think overall she's moving the needle in the right direction. I don't think she's an actor. I think she's genuine. You know, they did try to remove her and make her ineligible to run originally before they even went after Trump. So I don't think that she's an actor. As far as
the whole government process, the hearings and the inquiries and the panels and the, I mean, millions and millions of dollars, months and months, and it never does. When was the last time a GOP hearing made a positive difference in your life?
You know, I think that it's not making much of a difference as far as are we getting real results, but culturally and politically, it's definitely starting to wield momentum. You know, I think that I think if we're trying to hone in on what it is that's the issue here.
Yeah.
I think what we're discovering now is, like you said, and I'm not saying Marjorie Taylor Greene is an actor, but let's just be honest. There's plenty of politicians that get in there. And then, like you said, they just go through the process, right? They just go through the process. They punch their card when they have to. They show up to vote when they have to. They say the right things, do the right things. And at the end of the day, are they really trying to move mountains? Are they really trying to move the ball down the field? Or are they just showing up and running their route and saying, see, I did it? I think what we're seeing now is that there is a difference between your standard politicians like that. And then I do think there's people that actually want to get results. I think James Comer actually wants to get results. And I think, you know, the other night after the Devin Archer testimony, he did an interview and he was seemingly really out of sorts and emotional. And I'm wondering if there wasn't something that went on behind the scenes where he thought he had a bunch of Republicans or even Kevin McCarthy on his side to do something. And he made a phone call like, hey, this is what we got out of Archer. Can we do this next? And McCarthy or the Republicans in the House were like, no, we don't want to do that. We don't have that vote. And maybe that kind of crushed him. I remember when Trump came out for his speech on January 6th and he comes out of the beast and he's walking up to the stage. And I remember seeing him and I was sitting next to Alex. I remember leaning over and I said, something's wrong with Trump. I was like, see, he's emotionally stirred right now. I think he just got off the phone with Pence and Pence rejected his plan today. And it turns out that's exactly what happened. So I think, and I think Matt Gaetz is the real deal. I mean, you know, it's hard to equate it. It's like, hey, you did a real good job at this hearing. Now, where are the results?
Yeah.
Well, right? Like, when are we going to actually get results? We have an FBI whistleblower saying the government will crush you if you dissent for them. Like, where? Okay, so let's start doing things here. It's a small, it's like if we haven't gained a single ground rushing yard for 7 weeks, and now we're moving the ball like 2 yards at a time, it's kind of what it feels like now. But I don't know. Again, if I'm just trying to be positive, at least we're finally moving the ball. At least there's finally some movement of the ball in our direction. And if people like Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell are going to stonewall the process that Republican voters want to see, then they just need to be ousted from leadership. I mean, Ronna McDaniel should not get another single minute as head of the RNC after this presidential election. I mean, she's going to make it till then, but she shouldn't see another minute. She does nothing. Nobody's organizing the Republican Party. Nobody's organizing these committees and the Senate to make sure that they're all acting in unison. So that's the issue here. I don't think it's as much as there's actors. I mean, there's definitely plants. I mean, we all recognize that. But I think it's more just a lot of these politicians still think they can just go in there, go through the process, punch their card and go home. And the truth is the Republican voter now is saying, no, that's not what we expect. We expect you to actually do something about this corruption. Do something about the direction our country is going. And if you're not going to do it, then you're not going to get our vote.
They're not actors. You know, they're doing all the motions. Like you said, they're going in there, they're punching the clock, they're doing their vote, and then they're going home. They're also going in there and they're sticking their hands in the pockets of special interests and lobbyists, foreign interests, if you will, big pharma for sure. None of them are acknowledging on a public stage, hey, millions and millions of people are losing their lives from this shot and it needs to be incinerated and the whole stockpile and the people who brought it here should be tried for crimes against humanity. And why isn't Tony Fauci in jail? Whatever happened to that story? Like, whatever happened to that? This guy's a killer. Like, why is he not in jail? I mean, where is everybody? That's what I'm saying. I mean, it seems very vacant. And it seems like a shell. It seems like a bunch of cowards, feckless actors or cowards or, you know, neutered, fake, phony. Nothing ever gets done. Like you said right now, blatantly, obviously, we live in the most corrupt times ever. And the list goes on. I mean, FBI, CDC, FDA, NIH. I mean, CPS, the Department of Education, the CIA. I mean, every single one of these three-letter bureaucracies, the corruption is so rampant that it's just seeping through the surface for everybody to see, and not one person's going to jail, except for, you know, Owen Schroyer for using a bullhorn or whatever you did. It's ridiculous.
Or Donald Trump, too.
Yeah.
You know, Rand Paul is on a one-man mission right now to get justice for what Anthony Fauci has done. We'll see if he can have mission accomplished. But of course, he's not getting any help from Mitch McConnell. Nobody's coalescing the Republicans in the Senate to back Rand Paul. So that's the problem. And, you know, funny enough, I guess that's why Marjorie Taylor Greene maybe feels like she has more political capital to operate with, because she is one of the only people that's called out Fauci and called out the vaccine. So maybe she feels like, hey, I can kind of get away with a lot of stuff now because look at how far I've already gone with my rhetoric. So I'm cool here. But, you know, again, this is where I see this going, and it's a race against time, obviously. But if you look at what has happened post-Trump to the Republican Party, and I don't know about you, you're probably like me, where I have zero political aspirations.
None.
I don't want to be involved in D.C. I don't want to be involved in government or anything.
Unless I'm the president.
But I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you what, the worse this country gets and the less options we have and the more dramatic things get, it's going to be the people like you and me.
Yep.
They're going to say, okay, fine, I will run for office then. You want to come and mess with us, then fine. I'm going to come into your swamp. I'm going to come into D.C. and you can just deal with me there. And we're starting to get a taste of it. We're starting to get a taste of that. A lot of people lost their midterm elections, whether legitimately or not. A lot of these individuals, like a Joe Kent, who was a great candidate, McCarthy and others that were great candidates that just didn't win their elections. They're going to come back. They're going to have more momentum. There's going to be more of them popping up left and right. There's going to be more people trying to fundraise these types of candidates. So there is momentum building there. But the issue is obviously, well, it's a race against time. Is it going to take 4 years for that to catch tread? Is it going to take 8 years for us to get a serious groundswell here? And will we even have a country at that time? At this rate, we definitely don't have 8 years. Maybe two, maybe six max. I would say America's got 6 years max to have any hopes of actually saving this country politically. But 2 years in the short term, as far as if we can get an election result in 2024, where we don't have somebody in the White House that is actively working against us.
All right. We've got like 3 minutes left here. If Trump goes to prison, never allowed to run, what now?
You know, that's going to be a difficult thing because he can run from jail. People can still write him in.
Okay, put him out of the question. Say they charge him with sedition. Take Trump out of the equation. Then what?
Well, I would say, depending on the timing, at that point, RFK Jr. has to get all of the Trump support. He's the only one I trust enough to back at that point. And unfortunately for him, he's up against an impossibility to get the Democrat nomination.
You don't like Vivek Ramalama Deep State?
I do like Vivek, and I will defend Vivek, and I understand why his past is concerning for people with the books and the posts and everything. Totally get it. I like everything Vivek is saying. He's moving the Overton window. He's drawing in a youth vote to the Republican. Now, he's not anywhere close to political power. I don't think Trump should even put him as his VP. If you want to bring him into some maybe new position, and if he really wants to gut all of these federal bureaucracies, I'd be okay to give him a chance to do it. Let's see what happens. But no, I would still say there's too many issues there with Vivek's past. I'd like him to stick around longer to earn some political trust and political capital. Unfortunately, I'd like to say let's get behind DeSantis, but I don't think he's too weak now. I mean, he's destroyed himself. He shouldn't have jumped into the arena at this point. Now he's damaged goods and he's kind of just a meme. And so I'd say RFK Jr. would be the guy to get behind if that would be the case. I don't think there's any other candidate really at this point.
I mean, he's a Democrat. Are you okay with that? He's pro-choice. I mean,
he's got a lot of problems. He said a lot of things about the second thing I don't like. But to me, at this point, it's like, okay, if I've got four things on the table and I'm starving to death and three of them I know are poison and going to kill me, but one of them is at least going to satiate me. Well, I've got to eat that thing. And so if that's RFK Jr., then I'm going to do it. I think RFK Jr. cares about the country. And I think RFK Jr. has enough anti-establishment blood in him that he's going to at least do things to not let the country be sold completely out. I mean, that's where I would go if Trump was out of the picture.
Owen Schroyer still has faith in our political system. Kind of an uplifting conversation for me, actually, because I will just be honest with you. I'm kind of a black rain cloud. I don't know if my audience feels that way. I think a lot
of
people.
Look at me. I'm like in a dungeon here. I operate out of the bunker.
A lot of people are very, very frustrated. It's such a frustrating time. I mean, and here I am telling you, you're likely going to jail. You see it firsthand. You look around. I mean, I know that you see a lot of the same things that I see. I know that you pick out a lot of the same lies. I know that you've had a lot of the same feelings. You're kind of newly invigorated, maybe recharged because what you said, you heard Trump say something positive after this third indictment. Maybe that's what we need. Maybe we need more of that. Maybe we need more of a positive. I'm a remedy guy, okay? I'm a call to action guy. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to fix it. And when there is so much corruption and so much just blatant, rampant criminal activity happening in our government, you look at the Constitution. If you believe in that document, you have to. It's the thing that's kept us going, right? It's relevant. You look at this and it directs you what to do when you have a government that becomes oppressive to your inherent, God-given, inalienable rights, and that is to tear it down completely and abolish it and eliminate it and then replace it with something that is representative of the people. And that when you said it's going to be people like you and me, unfortunately, whether you aspire to or not, that are going to have to do this, then you know what? I'm right there with you. I'll do whatever it takes. I got three kids. I got two boys and a girl, and I care deeply about the country that we are leaving them. And if we continue on this trajectory, they will be slaves of the New World Order, of the Great Reset, of the Klaus Schwab and his psychopath sycophants, and the World Health Organization and their pandemic treaty. And they'll live in their 15-minute city where they stay in their pod and they eat their bugs and they own nothing and they'll be happy. I mean, these people... And then aside from the fact that they'll be openly available for legal molestation by pedophiles, I mean, these are the things that they're telling you they're going to do, and they won't be stopped until they're stopped. They're not going to just say, okay, that's enough. We had a coming to Jesus. We're done now. No, they won't stop until they're stopped. You agree with that?
I do agree with that.
We got to stop them.
I think that realization is starting to come to the front. Like you said, these people, they don't care about the Bill of Rights. They don't care about the Constitution. And really, they're about to admit the truth, which is they don't even care about the country. And they really don't. They don't care about the country. And in fact, they really don't even care about humanity. If we want to get to the bottom of the barrel, they don't even care about humanity at all. And so when you understand that that is where they're coming from psychologically, everything else that they're trying to do makes sense. But, you know, I'm not sure. Let's say I don't have any faith in the political system, or let's say I do. I believe in the goodness of humanity. I believe in the goodness of God's creation, which is humanity on this earth. And I believe that good will triumph over evil. I just hope we don't have to get the full dose. That's all. I just hope we can avoid the full dose of everything you talked about. I hope that we can avoid the
too.
Full dose of everybody having to get on the front lines to see this political gory battle. But I do have faith in the goodness of humanity. And I know that's hard too when you walk around and you see some of these dumbasses and you see some of these people on TV, but I don't know. Everything's a roller coaster, Stu. You know that. And right now I'm kind of feeling, like we're at a good point on it, even though we're going through some of the darkest times.
Silver lining here is I think you're right. Millions and millions and millions of people are waking up. So when push comes to shove and it comes down to it, whatever that looks like, I think that our army is growing. Owen Schroyer, thank you so much for being here. And I will see you at the American Liberty Awards. By the way, if you haven't got your tickets for that yet, go to AmericanLibertyAwards.com. Get them. It's in Austin on the 12th. We are only now just 9 days away. 9 days. I will see you there. We're not competing, by the way, for an award. So we can actually sit with each other and not duke it out. That'll be great. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I was looking forward to duking it out. But I guess we'll just have
to enjoy it anyways. Sell extra tickets for an after show, I guess.
We'll do a WWE style. One of us is going through a table.
I love it.
All right, Stu.
More like politics, right? Pro wrestling. All right. Owen Schroyer, thank you so much. More of the Stu Peters Show continues right now. At some point, we've all been sold a big lie, including yours truly. It's called the protein lie. Starting in the 1980s, supplement companies began pushing massive protein consumption. We all believed that more protein equaled more muscle growth. I'm here to tell you that's a big fat lie. No surprise. Let's say that you eat an 8-ounce chicken breast. You're consuming about 40 grams of protein. However, just because something contains 40 grams of protein doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to absorb all 40 grams. No, without enzymes, most of it ends up in your toilet bowl. So if you don't have a sufficient supply of enzymes to digest the protein, your muscles will be starving for those vital building blocks. That's why it's crucial that you take a high-quality enzyme. The one that I trust and use myself is called Masszymes by Bioptimizers. Masszymes is a full-spectrum enzyme formula with more proteins than any other commercially available, with 5 different kinds of proteins. You can try it today, risk-free. Their 365-day full money-back guarantee is the gold standard in the industry. When you go to bioptimizers.com/stew, be sure to enter the coupon code STEWPETERS10 to get an extra 10% off of your order at bioptimizers.com/stew. If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to Curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, Curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to Curable.com. Use promo code STEW for 20% off site-wide when you go to Curable.com. Okay, so here's a new one. Incredibly amazing stuff here. Scientists have actually discovered a mushroom that, get this, grows new brain cells. Through a newly discovered phenomenon called neurogenesis, it's now known that the brain can actually regenerate itself, and this exotic mushroom stimulates that process. I mean, they should give some of this stuff to Joe Biden. To learn more about this and the new breakthrough product, go to newtopia.com/stew and use promo code STEWPETERS10 for 10% off your first jar. I gotta tell you, this is a huge breakthrough for anyone who just wants to be smarter. And I mean, who doesn't want that? Again, to learn more, go to newtopia.com/stew. Again, newtopia.com/stew. So the other day, a video went massively viral showing a mob of Chinese people beating two men on the ground, supposedly because the men were caught in possession of children's bodies packed in ice, ready to be used for illegal organ harvesting. Disgusting. Well, unfortunately, that beating was fake. According to the fact checkers, the video was supposedly a hoax, and the footage of a child's body is of a drowning victim being transported by his family for burial. Maybe they're right. Maybe. If they are, then it would be just the right sort of fake for the regime to promote for the deeper purpose of hiding what they're actually doing to children all around the world. Because make no mistake, illegal organ harvesting is well attested in China and has been for decades. According to one assessment, the illegal organ market in China is worth more than $1.5 billion every year. The chief victims are practitioners of the Chinese religion Falun Gong. And in Ukraine, the world's central node for trafficking of every kind, Russian soldiers on the ground have testified to the discovery of all kinds of horrors. It's not just biolabs, it's also literal child trafficking.
Their group, as it turns out, was gathering kids around Izium. Little ones, from 2 to 6 to 7 years old, and was bringing them to that particular place. There they got undressed on the first floor, and on the second floor, and on the second floor, they got carved up. Like discarded waste, they were either just kept in pits or taken out somewhere else. And those guys, they, you know, were talking about them, the kids, as if they were slaughtering some livestock, like a piglet. They were like, yeah, we brought them, as if there was some farm. You understand? These implantations, they took organs. I had heard about it, but I didn't believe it. Until seeing all of this with one's own eyes, one cannot comprehend it. But when you see it, you won't forgive.
Meanwhile, according to recent Russian media reports, a so-called charity worker was just caught red-handed trying to take an 11-year-old out of the country to sell for organs. The story goes that the worker bought the child off of his mother for $5,000 and told her the boy would be taken to safety in the European Union. But instead, The plan was to sell him off to the next stage of human traffickers for $25,000. This gets minimal coverage in the American press. But I mean, I guess why would we need to look abroad to find stories of children having their organs targeted? We have plenty of that here with the cult of transgenderism. Plenty of organs getting lopped off for that. And in our version of the cult, the organs aren't even going to anyone else. They're just being thrown in the garbage. The sheer destruction is the point of it. Jim Ferguson is a British businessman and a former parliamentary candidate for the Brexit Party, and he joins us now. Jim, thank you so much for coming back. So, I mean, what is happening here across the world? There seems to be, in every country, no doubt, this uprising or this explosion of organ and child trafficking.
I think it's getting exposed, Stu. And really what's happening here is that the elitists of the world, those people who are operating at much higher levels, they're incredibly wealthy. They appear to be attracted to children, but not in ways that you would think. They are not just attacking them, raping them, and trafficking them for sexual purposes. But there is a thriving business in organ harvesting as well, not just for their organs, but indeed also for their blood. And I think it's important to remember, just within the last few weeks, some of the news that has come to light. First of all, we've seen a reporter by the name of James Gordon Meek, who's a former ABC journalist, who's just been found with thousands of images of children on his computer.
He's a pedophile. Yep. And, you know, celebrated, given all kinds of awards. You know, the guy's a pedo. He's a pedophile. He loves to rape little kids.
Yeah, but he also was one of the people who was instrumental in discrediting the whole Pizzagate story that goes back to 2017, where Obama was implicated, where the Clintons were implicated, where John Podesta was implicated, and where there was even WikiLeaks exposing emails of Obama, which referenced pizza and hot dogs to the tune of $65,000. And the FBI have confirmed that that is a direct wording that pedophiles use for young boys and young girls.
Yeah. You mentioned children's blood. I'm interested. Is that adrenochrome that you're referencing?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's big news in Hollywood. Some of the Hollywood elites, as reported by very, very well-known famous actors like Gibson, have said that this is a very real practice, and it's exchanging hands for about 20 times more powerful than heroin. So it's big, big business. And going back to the Pizzagate, you know, when that story broke, there was talk of a room that was used to carry out torture. There's no other way to describe it. And of course, this is what supposedly is happening. They are terrorizing, frightening these children just before they are killed, and their blood is harvested. And then, of course, any organs that they can sell as well. It's just appalling.
What news networks do you know of that would be willing to touch that, Jim? I mean, that's obviously a rhetorical question, because the answer is none of them. Why? Why are they all protecting these people? So, well, like, what's in it? For example, what is in it for NBC? What's in it for ABC? What's in it for CBS? Why are they protecting people who want to torture and kill and molest and rape children? Are they all doing it?
Well, it makes you wonder just who is involved, because certainly they're riding shotgun and covering the types of crimes that are known and are coming out and being exposed. But one of the things to note, Stu, is when that story that you're referencing broke, the revulsion of people to what that was going on. And some people said, is this, you know, not just the images whether they're real or not, we don't know. But the point was, it is real. It is happening. And it's incredibly important that the world wakes up to this. And I would pay, you know, tribute to actors like Jim Caviezel and others who are exposing this with the likes of The Sound of Freedom. But it's interesting to note that the likes of YouTube are sort of downgrading that kind of information. The cinemas where it's being played, there's all sorts of technical issues that's happening. It's like they don't want people to see it. One has to ask why.
Did you hear that Jim Caviezel actually watched child porn in order to prepare for his role in this Sound of Freedom movie?
Yeah, I think it disturbed him at a deep emotional level. I mean, it's the same with
if he did view child porn, then he needs to be arrested. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I don't know if he did or not, but I know that there are police officers that have to as part of their duty, and it affects them on the deepest levels. I don't know whether he did or not, but certainly
in order to find probable cause to arrest somebody. Jim Caviezel does not need to watch child porn in order to prepare for a movie. You'd agree with that, right?
Sure.
Okay. Going back to this viral video of this mob of Chinese people beating these two guys to the ground, do you think that this is a hoax or are the fact checkers lying?
It's very hard to say. But what I did notice, Stu, was that there was an awful lot of people who were very, very quick to come in and discredit it. And they all had like maybe one or two followers. It's almost as if there was a group of people just ready to come in and completely discredit it without any real knowledge. I mean, I'm of the opinion it may have been real, it may not have been real. How do we know? It certainly looked, parts of it looked very real. But it seemed that there was people there that were absolutely adamant that it couldn't possibly be real and that it was all just fake. So
yeah,
it makes you wonder. It makes you wonder.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you see a mob of people preparing to attack a person or a movie or you know, a social media account, go and listen to that person, because that person is likely telling some damning truths that the empire of lies does not want told. Jim Ferguson, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Stu.
Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting. Lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires.
Hey, America, Dr. Stella Emmanuel here. One of the things that we've put together is what I call the Pandemic Preparedness Pack. It has five essential things in it. Number one, it has Covivite. Covivite has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. We have Covilite. Covilite gives you energy. It helps you with hydration. It also gives you mental clarity, the brain fog, and antioxidants. We actually use this as part of our Vax Detox Combo. Then we have Viramune Plus. Viramune Plus can build your immunity. It has elderberry, bilberry, echinacea, ECGC. It has proteases and peptides. Then we have Covidine. Covidine is potassium iodide. If we get nuked, you're going to need potassium iodide to protect your thyroid from absorbing radiation. The last thing we have is Pox Defense. Pox Defense is an old Indian remedy that has Sarracenia purpura opica plant. And it used to be, work against smallpox, and it can help you against all the pox viruses to build your immunity.
Use the promo code STU for big discounts when they go to drstellamd.com. Yes. Use that promo code STU. It saved me a ton of cash, and it'll save you as well.
I'm going to fill this box here, and I'm going to try to replicate the indoor environment that most people face anywhere in the world today. The more energy efficient that we become, the more airtight that we make our houses, the more toxic it is for our environment. Our technology is vibrating the air at a rate of speed. Anything that is 0.001 microns or larger does not stand a chance in the presence of not only photocatalytic oxidation, but needlepoint negative ionization. We're sending out an ion wave that is going through walls, doors, floors, carpets, paddings, draperies, and it's synergistically vibrating the air, and it's going to drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. Now, this is where you're going to come in. You can mop this matter, you can vacuum it, you can sweep it, but our technology is going to make sure that you're not continuously breathing this in.
So the Internal Revenue Service, the criminal IRS, just made a surprise announcement. They're getting rid of surprise visits. Or so they say, at least. Yeah, on Monday, the IRS announced that it will end most unannounced visits to people's homes as part of what they say is an effort to fix, quote, public confusion and enhance overall safety measures for taxpayers and employees. But Payman Motaheda of Freedom Law School thinks that there's a very different reason for this announcement. Payman thinks the IRS is on the brink of collapse. They're short on staff. They have been for a long time. And think about it. When has the Biden regime ever been afraid to go after Americans directly? I mean, they sent the FBI to raid Mar-a-Lago. They're spying on Catholic church services. They're rounding up people for serving as Trump electors. But now they won't send some dweeby tax agents to knock on people's doors? Nah, I'm not buying it. Something else is up, and Payman Motahedra is here to discuss this in greater detail. Payman, so what really gives here? What's really going on?
What's really going on is that the IRS has been for decades on a decline, and that decline became accelerated after 2010, and then it became even worse after the corona hoax of 2020. So it's similar to the way how the Soviet Union was propped up by President Roosevelt, one of the most corrupt presidents we ever had, in 1930s and then during World War II. If it wasn't for Roosevelt sending tons of tanks and other military aid to Soviet Union, the Germans would have won Second World War. That's how much technology was given by free or cheap to the Soviets, and they got that technology in 40s and 50s and 60s. They were okay with it. But by 1970s, they were falling behind. In 80s, they were behind. By 89, the Soviet collapse started, and 91, it dissolved. Same thing is going with a communist system of government. Remember, Stu, government by its nature is a communist institution, belongs to the community, belongs to society, it's a socialist system. Everybody there gets paid a certain amount, no matter how good or bad of a job they do. There is no incentive for anybody in government to work harder or faster or more efficient or provide better service. So this collapse has been going on particularly because, one, since 1960s, IRS's computer systems have not been updated. They are still running on the COBOL assembly language of 1960s that sent the man to the moon. So they cannot update it right now to any newer technology. It's just impossible to merge that antiquated stuff with today's thing. You just cannot do that. That in itself will bring eventual collapse because it just cannot handle things with that technology, which has not been taught in universities in America for well over 25 years. Couple that with the fact, as you see, I'm going to bring a slide on my screen, I'll show you, that here, IRS has about 80,000 employees, as you can see on the screen, and half of these employees are eligible for retirement right now. 52,000 of them are projected to be gone by 2028. And IRS is hoping and wishing to hire 87,000 new employees per year within the next 10 years to make up for this brain loss. So what's going on is that they don't have the staff to come after people. Forced collections, I'm bringing it up one more time, is down by over 90% since 2011. This is a crash. That is why they've decided to leave repeat non-filers alone. Literally, going after repeat non-filers is done down by 99.9%. So they don't have the staff to answer people's phone calls even. They still do not answer a significant number of calls made by the IRS.
So, okay, they've got the same computer system that they use to, says, I can't even say send a man to the moon with a straight face, allegedly send somebody into fake space and land on a big ball. And it hasn't been updated since. By the way, we lost the technology for moon landings. We just somehow misplaced that. But we didn't misplace the computer system that the IRS is using that they haven't updated. They're not replacing these agents. They're not bringing on all these agents. They're not doing door-to-door visits. They're not going after non-filers. I mean, every sign points to the IRS is done. What would motivate anybody to voluntarily pay their taxes anymore at all whatsoever? You've been teaching this at Freedom Law School. People do not, unless they are residents of or reside in Washington, D.C., paying taxes, filing your income taxes, is voluntary. That's what you say at Freedom Law School.
Yes. They've deceived us to believe we're required to file and pay income tax when we're not. The same way they use language to deceive us in all the areas, they use it in taxes. Let me give you an example. I'm 100% Stu for gender affirming care in the original sense, not the corrupted wording that they use. I refer to recognize you're a man. You know, I'm a man. My wife is a woman. That's gender affirming and that's care. But they turn it around and make this chemical and physical castration and mutilation of children. They call that gender affirming, which is not.
Yeah.
And care, which is not. So the term United States that they use, United States citizens got to pay income tax. And I agree, all U.S. citizens have to pay federal income tax as defined in the federal tax laws. And here, Internal Revenue Code, that's defined as someone who's from Washington, D.C., citizen or resident only. And that is what they're not telling you. And that's how they deceived us to file. Another thing they've done is that they just got people convinced that if they don't take the jab, they'll die of corona. People are afraid. They use fear to control people. Well, with corona, after 2 years, it fell apart, the whole hoax. But with income tax, this deception has been going on for over 100 years. So it's a little bit more work to deprogram people of the fear that's been drummed in their heads.
I mean, think about how scary that is. People don't want liens on their homes. They don't want the IRS knocking on their doors. They don't want to be locked up in prison. You look at Hunter Biden now, finally. I mean, there's at least looking at something. $2 million in unpaid taxes. That's the big story. $2 million in unpaid taxes. Right. And then you have this other guy going to prison for allegedly not paying $65,000 in back taxes. How's he going to prison if he's not required to pay tax?
Mm-hmm. Well, the DOJ is completely corrupt. As you know, it's not like a third world banana republic. But the bottom line is with the IRS, though, look at this on my screen.
Sure.
People put the rope around their own neck to the IRS. That's how the government has this power over you, the IRS, because you give this power to them, okay? When you sign these 1040 forms under penalty of perjury, you swear it's all true, correct, and complete, and you swear on line 37, you owe the IRS this money. That is how they're able to audit you, because you claim all those exception, you know, exemption and deductions, you know, and you see the whole thing is just a myth. The major media been lying to the American people, just to, and they're the Wizard of Oz. That if you don't file, they're going to put you in prison. And in reality, they're a failing organization. So these facts are presented to you and more. People can see it for themselves on our website, freedomlawschool.org. And there are 7 steps for people to free themselves and free America of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. The first 5 steps are absolutely free. People can do it themselves on their own with our videos, with our instructions, how you can legally defund the swamp, don't give up one more dollar, and keep 100% of your federal tax dollars that belongs to you because you work for it. The last 2 steps we have is optional. For the modern day founding fathers of America who want to join hands with each other and contribute to restoring freedom in America and expedite this process of IRS collapse and restoring freedom in America once again.
FreedomLawSchool.org. Again, FreedomLawSchool.org. Payman Motaheda has 5 steps that are absolutely free. You don't have to pay for them. You can do this on your own. But if you want somebody to have your back, should you get one of these unannounced surprise visits, which you're not likely to do, but if you are nervous and you want somebody to hold your hand and you want somebody to comfort you and show you legitimately this is what it is, then take the last 2 steps. Payman supports this program. We support everything that you're doing over at Freedom Law School. I've heard nothing but ranting and raving and successes about you. I even had some calls from some people when they saw you here last time, whose opinions I respect very well, who are very, very well-known people. I got a text message from one of them. I'm not going to reveal who it was. Said, are you going to do the Payman thing? Are you going to do the Freedom Law School thing? I said, of course. I said, why wouldn't I? He goes, well, I'm telling you, it's legit. And although I know it is, still hearing it from all these people that you know, hey, it's really legit. I'm telling you, people should check it out. Freedomlawschool.org. Payman Motahedo, thank you so much for the education today and for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Stu.
We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD, or go to goldco.com/Stu.